Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1415, How to Recover from a Binge, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Saturday and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Recover from a Binge, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. Are you feeling guilty and maybe a bit off after some extra indulgence during a sugar-focused holiday? If so, this short blog is for you. Listen on to discover how to recover from a binge. Note that the advice in this post is not in reference to binge eating disorders. It's more about healthy eating and lifestyle tips to help people who have found themselves overeating during a short time period and want tips to get back on track with a healthy eating regime. Please seek professional advice if you have an eating disorder. There are likely to be mental health issues and additional layers to work through in this situation. Holidays will always be part of life and should be enjoyed. Whether your goals are centered on weight loss, improved fitness performance, or something else, you should be able to enjoy a break away from your usual exercise and eating routine at certain times of the year. You should also be able to feel good that you have mindfully planned to do so. However, with the excellent marketing of tasty treats and perhaps the temporary ceasing of your exercise program during any holiday period, you might be feeling annoyed or frustrated at yourself for overindulging. If you've gone a bit overboard and need to reset or re-energize your body, then remember these two simple steps to help you get back on track. 1. Move on from the guilt. And 2. Make choices that nourish you. What to do after a binge. 1. Move on from the guilt. What has happened in the past has already been and cannot be changed. It is important to be able to find a way to move on from guilty feelings about binging to help prevent other unhealthy behaviors from occurring. Other unhealthy behaviors could include binging on exercise or going on a diet to try and make up for it afterward. I know it's difficult to put this step into practice just by telling yourself to move on. Therefore, I'm providing a few suggestions that can help with acceptance and creating a positive mindset. Practice EFT, or Emotional Freedom Technique. EFT can help to clear disruptions in your energy system caused by negative emotions that you were holding on to. In this case, the negative emotion is the feeling of guilt from overindulgence. Freedom from persistent negative emotions can help reduce your tendency towards emotional eating and help improve your mental health in general. There are a vast array of resources available on the internet and in the library to teach you about EFT. Practice meditation. Try a guided meditation podcast focused on self-love and acceptance. First, download a podcast platform and then use keywords to find a meditation podcast. Try NLP for overeating. There are some very effective neuro-linguistic programming or NLP techniques you can use to help rewire your brain. Specific techniques can help you to think about food differently so that you'll want to grab nourishing and healthy options over less healthy options. If you really want to know how to recover from a binge, moving on from the guilt is an important first step. It helps you to enjoy and get the most out of the next step. 2. Make choices that nourish you. Instead of focusing on things to avoid, like sugar or chocolate, as a way of getting back on track, I encourage you to move away from the deprivation mindset. Instead, focus on what you can add to your body or your life to help you feel healthier. This is the second step in how to recover from a binge. Movement. Get back on track with your fitness after a holiday by choosing a form of movement that you really enjoy, rather than one you feel like you have to do. Practice it with the purpose of enjoying it and feeling more energized. This is very different to going into exercise with a negative mindset that tells yourself to work off the extra kilogram or pound or two you've gained. Food. Choose foods you enjoy that you know are nutrient-dense and nourishing for your body. For example, buy your favorite fruits to snack on during the week, or look for some healthy alternatives. Get started with meal planning if you haven't already. Without planning, it's much easier to make poor food choices. This is because you'll reach the stage of feeling hungry and will end up grabbing whatever you have on hand. Be sure to include a source of protein and fat with every meal. This will help you to feel satisfied and less likely to feel like you want something else just a short time after your meal. When you focus on optimal nutrition choices from a wide variety of foods, your cravings for quick fixes will usually decrease. If you still feel like you need a chocolate fix, consider making something simple and delicious yourself. Further thoughts on what to do after binge eating. If you've listened this far, you know you have some useful ideas to help you know how to recover from a binge. It's also worth considering who you are spending the majority of your time with. Often, your food choices may be influenced by those who are around you. My final piece of advice is to be kind to yourself. Give yourself a chance to take a few small, positive steps forward for better health and happiness. You just listened to the post titled, How to Recover from a Binge, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. In today's article, Ellie started off by saying something super important. Holidays will always be a part of life and should be enjoyed. Many of my patients would dread holidays. They were afraid because during the festivities, not so nutritious foods were everywhere, and they would give in to temptation. And if they gave in to temptation, they felt they would somehow lose all of the progress they had made. But this simply isn't true. When we think about all of the American holidays, at least, and how common they are, it would be hard not to be in a constant state of dread. There's a lot of double negatives, but you get the idea. In the US, we just had our Independence Day holiday, right? That was earlier this week. And when we're celebrating our nation's independence, it usually means we're eating lots of burgers, hot dogs, ribs, chips, french fries, beer, pies, ice cream, you get the idea. A giant mixed green salad is usually not at the top of folks' lists when they think of foods to eat on our Independence Day holiday. And so, like you heard, not so nutritious foods are basically the norm. Now, our next holiday is right around the corner. In early September, we have our Labor Day, which signals the end of summer. And to celebrate the end of summer, we like to eat lots of burgers, hot dogs, ribs, chips, french fries, beer, pies, and ice cream. Does that sound familiar? Then, Let's not forget, there's Halloween a month and a half later. After Halloween, bring on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Then the new set of holidays start all over again. Super Bowl Sunday, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Now, this doesn't include any birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, and just-becauses along the way. So if we dread holidays, we're going to be in a near-constant state of fear. The next celebration is often just weeks away. So instead, use the advice that Ellie shared in today's article. Pick just one or two of her tips as your go-tos. Now I'm going to leave you with a quote that I think summarizes the advice that we've given today perfectly. Quote, "The language of falling versus failure matters because it changes our mindset. This is because falling happens naturally and implies we can get up and try again." Simon Sinek. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.